And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Hi, Shaylee.
Hi.
Hey. I saw that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say this in a nice way. Mm. That the Vikings were not on the right side of the outcome of that game?
No.
Fly, no, they were not. Eagles, fly.
That's just rude.
Well, I'm sorry.
You have no affiliation
with
the Eagles.
What's worse, the fact that I didn't have jury duty or that your Vikings lost in the AFC, in the championship?
The Vikings. We played terrible.
Do you know how
first admit it?
She sent me multiple crying emojis last night.
A lot of GIFs.
A lot of memes of her crying.
But I will show you what she did send me in response. She was trying a lot of therapy. She was sending me everything I love, like margaritas and puppies
and ice cream and Milo Ventimiglia pictures. Like, I was trying everything.
She's like, I don't know what to do here. But here's a picture of Justin Timberlake.
I tweeted Starbucks and asked them to hand deliver drinks to her today. Like, I didn't know what else to do
to
help her.
Did you watch Sterling K. Brown win another award last night?
Yay.
That was on during the game. Of course I
wasn't
watching it.
Yeah, well, you could have watched that instead.
I should have.
Yeah.
And I tried to watch the game in support of Shaylee, and it starts out, and the Vikings come right out and score right off the bat.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. This will be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turned
it
off.
And that was it.
For a little bit, and the next thing I knew, it was 38-7.
And I sent her a text, and I said, you're clearly the jinx. Stop watching.
Yeah, let's see. It's 6:08 in the morning Central Time.
Uh-huh.
I'm still waiting for the Vikings to show up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I get it. I'm sorry.
The good news,
too.
I really tried to find the upside for her. She saves $8,000 by not having to go to the Super Bowl.
There you go.
See?
There's a shining...
It was a
gray part of the cloud.
I kind of wanted to go to the Super Bowl.
It's going
to
be very expensive. There's no way we could have funded that.
That really saved her.
Yeah.
Much easier.
What the hell was that?
I think that really sums it up.
I think it does.
It really does. Not even the computer. The computer's like, you know what? I've given up. This is it.
What happened to your jury duty?
I don't know. I called to check in yesterday, and I'm not sure if it's the government shutdown or whatever. But they didn't need. They had a whole list of people that said they don't need to show up tomorrow, and I was on the list. So
I told you that was going to happen.
You'll be called at a later date. Hopefully they do. Maybe they just don't have a lot of crime out there. I don't know.
Sir, the one with the radio show, who will discuss it all on the air. We don't need you. I think we're good.
There was a whole list, okay? So it wasn't just me.
John Doe, Brian Truda. John Doe.
Jane Doe.
Truda. Brian, did we tell you not to show up?
Still, we'll call you.
Yeah, exactly. So here I am today at work.
Yay!
Not Perry Masoning the thing.
We'll come up with a crime for you or something. I don't know, some sort of fake trial.
Good.
It will be the Patriots and Eagles in the Super Bowl in Minneapolis, February 4th. New England advance with a 24-20 win over the Jacksonville Jaguars in the AFC Championship game. Eagles dominated the Vikings. I'm sorry, 38-7 in the NFC.
Still hurts.
Title game. Still no deal, but the Senate will try to vote today to end the government shutdown. A key vote is set for noon Eastern time. Republicans and Democrats are negotiating a way out of the shutdown that started early yesterday. My favorite part of this is that furloughed federal employees in Washington wanting to drown their sorrows can do so once Friday's midnight deadline came and went without a deal. This place, Capitol Lounge, came up with a bunch of cocktails for the furloughed employees.
Mm.
The shutdown cocktails menu has everything from the Affordable Beer Act to the Durban Soda and a Come On Chuck, which is Woodchuck Cider. So you can go have your cocktails.
So what works and what doesn't? Do we know, like, is there mail today? Do we know?
Yeah, mail still works.
The mail still works, okay.
I know you can't go to a national park, so if you were planning that for today, those are shut down. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, topped the North American box office for the third straight weekend, making the surprise hit the fifth highest grossing film of all time for Sony Pictures. Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart star in it, sold $20 million in tickets, according to studio estimates Sunday, bringing its five-week domestic total to $317 million.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Four-pack of Mavericks hockey tickets up for grabs. The question this morning... More than 30% of men say they fear this. What are you guys scared of?
Mm-hmm. All right. I think it's all ladies on the line, so we're going to examine the psyche of men right now, find out what it is that we are scared of. We'll start in KC with Johanna. Good morning, Johanna.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm great, thank you.
What are men afraid of?
Is it going bald, losing their hair?
That's a great guess. That is not it.
That's a really good guess.
No.
I
love a good bald head.
Mm-hmm. Marty and Buckner. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
All right, what are the guys afraid of?
I think guys are afraid of spiders.
Ooh.
You're darn right we are.
That is not the right answer here, but Brian is for sure.
Yes, yes, you got me. Being bald, not so much. I'm not really scared of that. Everybody in the family's got a pretty good head of hair.
Yeah, no, you're solid on the hair.
I feel like I'm going to do that. Just be gray. I've been gray since I was like 25, so.
Seasoned. I've been dyeing my hair so long, I have no idea what color it is or was.
I always just wanted to be Steve Martin. That guy never looks like he ages,
no.
Right? Let's try Corey in Kansas City. Good morning, Corey.
Hi.
All right, what are the guys afraid of?
Relationships.
I'm probably right. Mm-hmm. Not correct here.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. I'm going to say wedding reception. Go with wedding reception. What are men afraid of?
Gotcha.
I wonder if Brian's scared of this. I don't know. I feel like I know you
cake?
Really well.
Wedding cake. That's what it is.
Nope, it is
not
that.
Boy, you got me. Don't I look like I'm afraid of cake? Yes.
I don't feel like you'd be afraid of this, but I haven't actually seen you do it.
Oh.
So I don't know.
Okay.
Wedding reception, more than 30% of men say they
fear it.
Well,
that's weird because I'm trying to think of a wedding reception, and I'm trying to think.
Besides eating, you're only doing one other thing.
Mm.
I mean, the places I go. I don't know what kind of weddings y'all are
going
to.
All right, so entertainment news is coming up next.
The SAG Awards were on last night. We'll tell you who the big winners were.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
All right, back on the show at 6:36. Jen's impossible question and the full screen of people.
What are these guys scared of? More than 30% of men say they fear this. What are we talking about?
All right, let's give Jordan a shot in Lee's Summit. Jordan, what are the guys afraid of?
Hey, is it public speaking?
No.
No.
I'm thinking of a wedding reception. Okay.
Right. Giving a speech or something, sure.
Yep. Jenny from Olathe, your turn. Jenny, what are the guys afraid of?
Hi, is it dancing?
It is dancing.
There you go.
Yes. Now I do remember a couple years ago, Truda pulling out his hitting the Kwan moves.
You've seen me hit the Kwan.
Yeah. We've seen you attempt to hit the Kwan. And you'll do a little dabbing here and there. But that's about all I've seen from you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
She got it right. 4-pack of tickets to see the Cincinnati Cyclones take on the Kansas City Mavericks February 3rd.
I didn't know if you just had a spasm or you were just dancing. I didn't know what just happened.
You know, they teach kids now when you sneeze, dab.
Yes.
Because that puts it, you know, into your
into
elbow.
The crook of the elbow there. Yep.
Yep.
Mavericks tickets up for grabs all week with Jen's Impossible Question.
All right. Good job, Jenny. Nice. There you go. Congrats. dancing. No, I. You know what? I'm horrible at it, and I definitely just do the white guy shuffle, but I'll get out there. I don't care. I have no shame.
I mean, you're a wedding DJ, so I feel like you're comfortable in that environment.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I'm not really dancing in front of other people, though, while I DJ.
You don't like...
I can hit the Kwan.
You're no Travis. Okay. Somewhere Travis Kelce is actually crying right now.
I don't know what that was. That was not
somewhere
dancing.
The Kwan guys are crying. They're like, God, you're ruining my song.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, former Journey lead singer Steve Perry is 69. Rapper DJ Jazzy Jeff is 53. And Chef Guy Fieri is 50.
Ah, DJ Jazzy Jeff. Remember when he played the Power and Light District?
He did?
And they got mad at him because they cut the show short because they said he was playing too loud. It's too loud, you're too old, man.
And he was only playing this over and over. So the 2018 Screen Actors Guild Awards are out. The big winner this year was Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which won Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. Three Billboards stars Frances McDormand and Sam Rockwell also won. On the TV side, This Is Us, Veep, and Big Little Lies all walked away with two awards. The show was led by host Kristen Bell, who I thought looked amazing. She had on a gorgeous red dress. Featured for the first time, an all-female group of presenters. Stars didn't show up in all black this time, but the Time's Up movement was a recurring topic on the red carpet and during the show.
And your boy Sterling K. Brown took away another individual award for This Is Us.
Yes. And can I just say, we always watch the red carpet stuff whenever there's like a big award show. And my husband cannot stand it. He's trying to watch the football game. And he comes downstairs and he goes, do they just have a show of red carpet now? Is there just every weekend there's just people walking on a red carpet? And I'm like, well, it's award season, honey. Don't you get it? It's going to be.
I mean, he does have a point.
Every weekend. Yeah.
I believe the Grammys is next week,
right?
I'm
so excited.
See? More red carpet.
It'll be the Oscars. Hell, they do it for the Super Bowl just about.
Seriously, for a whole week.
Yeah.
Singer Ed Sheeran is getting married. The British singer and songwriter announced that he and his longtime girlfriend, Sherry Seaborn, are engaged. On Instagram, Sheeran wrote, got myself a fiancé just before New Year. We are very happy and in love, and our cats are chuffed as well. Sheeran is going to be playing Arrowhead Stadium. That show's coming up October 13th. We have another concert announcement this morning at 10 a.m. Yep, I know. Another one.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
From the text line, do you guys have any Billy Joel tickets to give away this morning? Yes, we will. That will be at about 8:20. And then Natalie Rush will have more to give away this afternoon between 3 and 7. That will be every day this week.
So we're on our way to the Billy Joel concert announcement on Friday at Kaufman.
Yeah, you and Shaylee went.
They had a big announcement unveiling the show. Mm-hmm. George Brett was going to talk. They had all the luminaries. Our friend Toby Cook was there.
Oh, right, yeah.
All the press was there. And so there was an accident, though, on I-70 getting to the stadium. So we were going to be late. And luckily, that's my neighborhood. I mean, I worked around there, and I know every in and out to the stadium possible.
Sure.
So I told Shaylee, no problem. Get off the highway. I'll take you the back roads. We'll go this way and Van Brunt and then through these different things. So we get to this one intersection. It's 31st Street and Van Brunt. And I said, we have to go over to that street over there to the left. It does say that there's no left turn at this light, but I always do it.
And so, there's a big left arrow with a big red circle slashed through it.
The Ghostbusters sign,
yeah,
you know?
Clearly saying, do not do this.
Right, and I say, it's okay. I do this all the time. This is how I always get to that street over there. Otherwise, you've got to go way around. It's crazy.
And why I listen to Brian, I don't know.
We look around. There's not a soul in sight.
It's
9:50 in the morning on a Friday. There's not a person around, right? So she does. She takes the jog to the left and then says...
I go, Brian, there's a cop behind me.
Oh.
Right before that, I said, I swear to God, if I get a ticket for this, he goes, there's no one around. I no more than finished the turn, and I look up, and there's a cop right behind me. And I'm not talking just a cop. He's right up on me at this point. And I'm like, Brian? And he goes, no, there's not. He's thinking I'm joking. So he turns around, and he goes.
Flat on our tail, approaching fast. I'm like, oh, crap. I'm paying for a ticket now. And I do this all the time. And never. Where did this cop come from?
Oh, we don't know.
Materialized out of thin air. As we drive... He gets in the right lane, we're in the middle one, and then just passes us by.
Yeah. I really thought I was going to have to slug Brian Truda in the face.
And just drives right on past us.
But that instant feeling of stomach just dropping. That's
the best feeling. When they
is it?
Come it in, is.
When they go around
okay. It's okay. Yeah. I think we were so shocked because I was like, okay, there's no cop. All right, I don't want to do this, but fine. So we no more than finished the turn. I'm like, oh, my God, Brian, there's a cop behind me. And he thought I was joking.
To this day, I have no idea where he came from at all.
We looked.
It was just right. Not a soul around, but.
So you made it through unscathed.
Yes.
Moral of the story,
today,
do not listen to Brian Truda when
really
he tells you to do something illegal.
I was
going to
be paying for a ticket,
But then that Billy Joel announcement, and everything was fine.
It was great. It was great. And see, today I didn't end up in court. Jury duty guy. I was told not to show up, but we could have. We almost ended up in court anyway.
Yes. Not the same kind of way.
So yes, Billy Joel tickets are coming up, and we were spared the tickets. So
good for you. Hey, Super Bowl 52, Shaylee, I know this is not the way you wanted it
to
go.
Too soon.
I have to report the news. New England Patriots and Philadelphia Eagles meet February 4th at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. New England advanced with a hard-fought 24-20 win over the Jaguars in the AFC Championship game. Philly earned another shot at New England by dominating the Vikings 38-7 in the NFC Championship game.
You want to hear any highlights from it?
No. Were there? For a Vikings
exactly.
fan?
Right.
The new Diet Coke goes on sale today. The company believes its new sleek packaging and new flavors will better connect the Diet Coke brand to millennials. Starting today, Coca-Cola will offer four new flavors, including ginger lime, twisted mango, feisty cherry, and zesty blood orange in newly designed skinny 12-ounce cans. Shaylee and Joey, you are the resident millennials. How do you feel about this? Joey?
It's a thing.
Do you want to try the feisty cherry?
I don't, but I'm really not a fan of Diet Coke anyway.
Not either, but even if I was, I don't think I'd try anything with the word feisty and Diet Coke in it.
They're still all wrong. I mean, when is the Sriracha Diet Coke coming
out?
See, that's what
right?
you need.
Yes. Or avocado.
Avocado toast yes. Coke.
There. I would try that. The millennials are in.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere around the Boston area is a Campbell's soup can filled with cash and not soup. A Massachusetts couple accidentally donated the can to a local soup kitchen with $2,500 in it. Amanda Matuccio tells WFXT-TV her parents cleared out their cupboards a few weeks ago. When they went to add more cash to the can, they realized it was gone. She says they realized it had been put in with the donations. It was kind of devastating. Middleton food pantry workers searched for the can only to come up empty.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Well, Shaylee finally watched a movie.
I did.
We learned last year that she had not seen anything. I mean, anything from E.T. to Star Wars. She's never seen any movies, especially the ones that shaped our childhoods. For me, anything John Hughes. Mm-hmm. 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, none of these things. So Everyone, including listeners, you guys helped create this huge list of movies for her to watch. She's supposed to be watching one a week, which we then quiz her on. She has failed miserably recently.
I've got things.
She's got things.
I mean, you haven't watched a movie since literally probably last September?
No, that's not true. I did another one, but you didn't quiz me on it.
Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah.
We still have to quiz her on that.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But over the weekend, you watched?
Better Off Dead.
Yes. Because we've been talking about John Cusack coming to Planet Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be...
It's going to be epic.
I hate you. I'm so done with that word.
Comic-Con is going to be epic this year. Let's just call it what it is.
It is going to be big. John Cusack, Jason Momoa, I mean, tons of huge guests. Alice Cooper. But you finally watched Better Off Dead.
Uh-huh.
So we've got a little quiz for you.
Okay.
To ensure that you did, in fact, watch it.
Oh, trust me,
now,
I did.
Somebody on the text line wants to know, where did you watch it? How? What did you... And maybe they want to know where they can find it. Was it the streaming service, DVD?
No, Jen borrowed it to me.
Okay.
And I watched it on my couch.
I borrowed it to you?
Yeah.
Or did I lend it to you?
No. Okay. I hated it, I gotta say. And I did text her that, too.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. I've never been a fan of this movie, either, and it's been a long time since I've seen it.
No.
But yeah.
I watched it on Friday night. Kind of that was my lit Friday.
My dumb category.
Oh, but I love
anyway,
it.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right. What does the paperboy yell constantly at Lane? It's a constant theme.
He wants his $2.
I want my
$2!
Yes. All right. What country is the foreign exchange student Monique from?
France.
Correct. What unusual gift does Lane's mom give him for Christmas? His mom's super weird, makes the weird boogery food that slides off the plate.
Right. Shoot.
They're all wrapped Christmas gifts.
I don't remember. Oh, I don't know. You're going to say it and I'm going to cry.
TV dinners.
Oh, yes.
Frozen TV dinners.
Yes.
All right. Big theme of it is the big ski off. They're going to ski competition. What is the name of the killer ski run that everybody is scared of?
K-12.
Yes, the K-12.
Mm-hmm.
And what did Lane's mom make for dinner in honor of Monique's visit?
French fries, French bread, and something else.
French dressing.
Yeah, that's it.
French fries. All right. I believe she has proven she did, in fact, watch Better Off Dead.
Yep.
I'm terribly disappointed that you didn't love it as much as
I
do.
I'm not sure if that's a yay or a...
No, it's a nay. And I texted her halfway through. I'm like, this is a dumb movie. I cannot with this.
Well, you just don't get it.
That's he didn't like it either.
Yeah. Like I said, I've never been
a huge
fan.
In your honor, I tried to watch 47 Meters Down with Mandy Moore.
I never said that was a quality movie.
I made it 12 minutes in, and it was so awful, I had to turn it off.
I never said that was a quality movie, nor one of my favorites.
Terrible.
Did you suggest it to her, though?
I said I watched it.
She went and saw it in the theater and actually paid money to
see
it.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, I thought you went and saw it on opening weekend.
I saw it, but one of my friends works there, so I didn't have to... I didn't pay for that, please.
Snuck into the theater.
No.
All right, well, we'll see if she can watch another film as we raise her up teach her all these movies that she needs to know.
I have not been impressed by any of your selections, by the way.
Well, I'm old and I like different
things. I think they were of a time and a place, though, that maybe just passed you by.
Right. Classics. Just a bit.
I'm sorry there wasn't a cheerleading scene in it, Miss Bring It On. All right, Shaylee's got the all access on the way.
There's another new couple alert that I'm not okay with. And why Diddy is mad, I'm going to tell you.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So Diddy stopped by to chat with Andy Cohen during Watch What Happens Live. And he really doesn't have a lot to be mad about, but he is mad about one thing. No one remembers he performed at the Super Bowl with Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson.
First of all, I want to say that I'm still upset about that Super Bowl because I put like 6 months of my life into the preparations. And then
all anybody talked about was Janet.
Nobody even knew I performed.
Right.
No.
All right. Okay.
And y'all don't even know I performed at the Super Bowl.
I know. You know I got to tell you something. I was surprised when I heard. Yeah. I was like, really? You did?
I kind of forgot he did too. I can't even picture it in my head now.
No.
What did they do? I don't know. Huh. Well, Justin Timberlake will be performing, and he said, I'm getting an opportunity to have the stage to myself. I believe it's a place where nothing's wrong with people giving people what they want. I would like NSYNC to reunite on February 4th in Minneapolis at the Super Bowl. I don't feel like that could happen.
No,
but
I don't need the other ones. Just Justin. That's all I need.
Well, I mean, they could do a Destiny's Child and just do a couple bars, and then they go off the stage, and then it's just all Justin Timberlake in his glory.
Joey Fatone just does a quick little jig across the stage, and then somebody pushes him off.
And that someone is Justin Timberlake.
Diddy, that sparks a memory, but I don't recall.
I don't remember. What would he have done?
I have to Google that. I do not remember him.
You Google that.
At all.
All right, there's a maybe new couple alert. Olivia Munn and Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I'd heard that.
Gross.
Oh, wow.
But they were spotted having a romantic dinner, and onlookers said that they were being super romantic and not trying to hide their PDA. But Olivia Munn is saying no. She supposedly shared text messages with his soon-to-be ex-wife, Anna Faris, on Instagram, which I found was really weird. She said to her in a text message, so I never respond to random tabloid stories, but since we know each other, I wanted to reach out to you personally and tell you the story about me and Chris dating has 0% truth. I'm sure you already know it's not true, or maybe you don't care, but I just wanted to reach out personally and tell you it's not true. Hopefully you have an amazing holiday and even better 2018. Why would you text her that?
Hold on, I'm looking at Diddy and Nelly performing at the halftime
show. You're looking at guys with
Nelly
their shirts
too?
Off.
It was Diddy and Nelly. I'm trying to see what they were...
There were a lot of boobs on that stage that day, weren't there?
Yeah, no. All right, we're moving on. And Kim Kardashian, as you know, had a surrogate for her third child, Chicago West. But Radar Online got a look at the binding agreement between the West and their surrogate. How much would you pay for a surrogate? I don't know.
Oh, what are they? I mean, getting away from like $25,000 on up, I think. Yeah.
Well, they paid about $68,000, which to me seems low for them, but... I mean, again, I haven't been on them.
About the going rate.
Well, she said it
makes
was.
Makes me wish I could have kids.
Okay. She said it was for all the discomfort, pain, suffering, and inconvenience with pregnancy. Also included legal expenses, $800 for maternity clothes, and random $200 a month just for an allowance, basically. But they kept the identity of the surrogate under wraps pretty well. And all they know is that, or all we know, is that she's in her 20s, married, and has two kids of her own. But she didn't do it for the money, apparently.
Hold on, I'm looking at Diddy at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, yeah?
Are they doing Mickey? Was there?
Yeah, look.
They're singing Mickey.
Are they going to change it to Hey Diddy?
This is...
Hey Nelly. Diddy. I think it went into Hey Nelly because then Nelly comes out. I don't remember
when
any of
Nelly
this?
On this.
This was that year that Justin ripped
well,
off.
Well, of course we don't remember any of it.
We saw Janet Jackson. We didn't
One
see
single second that everybody remembered.
He's wearing a Cowboys jersey? What's happening? All right. That's your all access.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Well, I'm here. I was not supposed to be here at this time because I was supposed to have jury duty.
You were all excited. You're the only person I've ever met who was beyond excited at the opportunity to serve jury duty.
I was, and then I called yesterday because you have to check in the day before, and they said they didn't need me. No need to show up today, they said. We'll call you at a later date.
I'm so sorry.
Man.
So last night I'm sitting there getting texts from Brian, who's half crying because he doesn't get to serve jury duty. Shaylee's literally crying because the Vikings were getting killed. And so I have to text everybody. I'm like, okay, Brian, I'll bring you, we can play Clue, or like I could set up a fake trial. Shaylee, here's a picture of Justin Timberlake, mm-hmm. and here's this, and margaritas are happy, and puppies.
Maybe somebody could call in who has a problem, and then I could help them determine the outcome of the problem, right? So okay. If the 5767102, if you have an issue, and we can maybe hear both sides of the case, and then I'll decide the case.
Maybe you're fighting with a neighbor. Maybe somebody's leaving little dog poop bags in your yard, like happened to me. Maybe you have some sort of neighborhood issue Brian can solve.
Wait, do you just have an issue that you want to bring to the table? Well, I can help mediate this.
I believe that we solved the issue of the person who kept leaving dog poo bags in our yard, because mm-hmm. then that weekend we saw them doing it, and I called them out on the air, and they never did it again.
Maybe it was a thing where someone tells you to turn left, even though it clearly says don't turn left, and you may or may not get a ticket. Then in that case, who would be responsible for said ticket?
That's a good point.
Well, I said that I would pay for it,
you
but
did.
The cop passed
that was
us
after.
By, so it's a moot point, really.
Right. Yes. Right, but I feel like that would happen again.
That's an open and shut case.
Let's say she got a ticket. It was $125
mm-hmm.
because she turned left. She wasn't supposed to, and you told her to. Who pays for the ticket?
Yeah, she was driving.
Oh.
She had the final say. Well, you didn't have to listen to me.
You told me to turn. I didn't know where I was going.
Well, you've got a GPS, don't you?
What use are you? I'm never bringing you anywhere.
You wanted a case? There's your case.
Yeah, there's your case, sir.
And I'm pleading out of it.
This is why they told him not to show up.
Exactly.
It is
death penalty.
The chair. She turned left.
Give him old Sparky.
It's going to be the New England Patriots and Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl in Minneapolis February 4th. New England advanced with a tough 24-20 win over the Jacksonville Jaguars in the AFC Championship game. Eagles dominated Shaylee's Minnesota Vikings 38-7 in the NFC title game. I would like to refer to it now as Just Pink and Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate scheduled to take another run at ending the government shutdown today. The bill, up for a noon Eastern time vote, would provide 3 weeks of government funding. It includes provisions for Dreamers, which Democrats want, and border security and more defense spending, which Republicans and the White House want. Just an FYI on how this affects us. The post office does remain open. Social security checks, unemployment pay, food stamps, Medicaid benefits all continue to be paid. The government shutdown means the furlough of non-essential IRS employees could slow down tax refunds. Furloughed federal employees in Washington that want to drown their sorrows may do so at a discount for the duration of the government shutdown. Capitol Lounge, a popular after-work place for Hill staffers, tweeted its shutdown cocktails menu has some $5 cocktails for federal employees with ID. Some of the drinks you can order include the Affordable Beer Act, the Durban Soda, or a Come On Chuck. That includes some woodchuck cider, if you'd like that. And Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, topped the North American box office for the third straight weekend, making the surprise hit the fifth highest grossing film of all time for Sony Pictures. Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart are in it, sold $20 million in tickets, according to studio estimates yesterday, bringing its five-week domestic total to $317 million.
Have you seen any of the Oscar films lately? It's what we were trying to do.
No, I want to go see Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Oh,
I haven't done
yeah.
that yet. Still need to see I, Tonya.
I've seen two.
Nothing. I did finally see Kingsman 2. That's how caught up and current I am. I'm only a year behind on new movies.
Set up for awards?
No, it was last year.
I watched Titanic.
Shaylee's from 1997. I'm a year behind. We're right up there.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Got Billy Joel tickets every morning this week. Natalie Rush also has some in the afternoon for you between 3 and 7. A pair up for grabs now. I'm going to play Man on the Street. I ask some mm-hmm. random people some questions. You have to try to guess their answer.
Okay, first up here is Shannon in Blue Springs. Good morning, Shannon.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm pretty good.
Ready for the snow?
Ugh.
How about ready for Billy Joel to come in September?
That's what I thought you were going to say. I was getting ready to get all excited. Yes, I'm ready for Billy Joel.
All right, we'll see if we can get you some tickets, Shannon. I asked an adult male this question.
Get yourself.
What singer just announced he's engaged to his longtime girlfriend, Cherry Seaborn? Okay, I will tell you he answered incorrectly. The correct answer, of course, is Ed Sheeran. Mm-hmm. But did he say Justin Timberlake, Billy Joel, or Bruno Mars?
Bruno Mars.
All right, let's see.
Bruno Mars.
Yes!
Okay, all right.
Shannon's in the running for the tickets. Hang on the line.
All right, very good. Let's go to Overland Park. Here's Pat. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
All right, Pat, I asked a 7-year-old girl this.
Name two rides at Disney World.
Did she say Pirates of the Caribbean and the Winnie the Pooh ride, the Mamba and the Finnish Fling, or Space Mountain and the Teacups?
I'm going to say the first one, the Pirates of the Caribbean and the Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, let's listen.
See.
Pirates of the Caribbean ride and Winnie the Pooh ride.
Yes, right, you are in the running, Pat. Hang on. Could get those Billy Joel tickets.
Liberty, here's James. Good morning, James.
Hi.
Hey, James. All right. I asked an adult male this question.
Kim Kardashian recently revealed her third baby's name. What is it?
Did he say Olivia, East, or I have no idea, I don't know anything about the Kardashians?
I have no idea about the Kardashians.
All right.
I have no idea. I do not know anything about the Kardashians and do not follow them and do not care.
You got it right, James. Hang on.
All right. Very good. Here is Over the Park. It's Megan. Good morning, Megan.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Megan. How are you feeling today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Let's see if we can get you some Billy Joel tickets, all right?
Okay.
I asked a boy in kindergarten this.
Where will the Super Bowl be played? In what city?
Did he say, which is incorrect, by the way, did he say St. Louis, New York City, or Paris?
Oh, I'm going to say New York City.
Okay.
New York City.
New York City, you got it. Everybody got it right.
Okay.
Everyone's name is on a piece of paper. We are going to pick a name from this bucket. The winner this morning, Shannon. Shannon, you are going to see Billy Joel September 21st. Those tickets aren't even on sale yet, and you've won them.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Tickets for that.
That's going to be a heck of a show.
They do go on sale this Friday. Yep. I've only had 432 people ask me for tickets to this show so far. I feel like that's pretty good, seeing as how it was announced on Friday.
As soon as they did, they started coming in fast and furious.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? Now we have another concert announcement at 10 o'clock this morning. We'll be making another announcement and giving you a chance to win tickets to that show all week.
How much more can we take? They're actually not done. I'm telling you, they're not even done yet.
And they're just getting started.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this show that's getting announced at 10 this morning. My husband really wants to go to this. So, yeah, we'll make that announcement at 10.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's like the white rock in your front yard. Once you're the swinger. So, 850 at the KC1021, and you just had to know what we're talking about, the special 895 edition of the show.
I just talked to one of my neighbors and found out one of our other neighbors does that. I had no idea.
What, swings?
Yes!
Do they have white rock in the front yard?
Has parties in their pool in the backyard. I had no idea.
How often do you guys go?
I had no idea. I've always been jealous. She's got a really nice pool. I didn't know.
You've not been invited to it for some reason.
Not once.
Huh. Are you offended or happy about that?
I don't know. Both.
It'd be nice to at least
you
turn.
Do.
I just want to
kind
turn down.
Kind of feel left out, don't you?
Yes. Can I just say no? I'd like to be invited.
What, am I not good enough? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Hey, celebrating.
Leave your keys by the door.
Is that how it works?
You seem to know a lot about this.
Well, no, I saw it on Oprah.
Oprah. Out of all the places to learn about.
She did a whole segment about the Southern Johnson County swingers thing, and they all meet
you
on the
white
Nick
rocks,
and Jake's
and
patio
get white
on
rocks.
Wednesdays. Isn't that what it is?
Hand your man card over for saying you saw an entire series of Oprah. Celebrating birthdays today. Former Journey lead singer Steve Perry is 69. Rapper DJ Jazzy Jeff is 53. And Chef Guy Fieri is 50. How about another concert coming to Kansas City? Yes, it's been announced online. Hall & Oates have announced a co-headlining tour with Train.
Ah!
Hall & Oates and Train coming to Kansas City July 20th at Sprint Center. According to Rolling Stone, the bands will perform separate sets each night and then collaborate together of some kind of big old grand finale with both. We are going to be giving away tickets to that show every day this week between 10 and 3. Hall & Oates and Train.
All right. That's an interesting pairing to put together.
I definitely want to see Hall & Oates. I feel like I've seen Train before at Starlight.
Mm-hmm.
But totally in. Yeah. Love me some Hall & Oates. 2018 Screen Actors Guild Awards are out. The big winner this year was Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which won Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. Three Billboards stars Frances McDormand and Sam Rockwell. They both also won last night. On the TV side, This Is Us, Veep, Big Little Lies all walked away with two awards. The show was led by host Kristen Bell and featured for the first time an all-female group of presenters. And the stars did not show up in all black, but the Time's Up movement was a recurring topic on the red carpet and also during the show last night. Singer Ed Sheeran, getting married. The British singer and songwriter announced yesterday that he and his longtime girlfriend, Cherry Seaborn, are engaged. On Instagram, he wrote, "Got myself a fiancé just before the new year. We are very happy and in love, and our cats are chuffed as well."
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.